It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The general election is underway. Voters in New York and New Jersey began casting ballots during early voting, which began this past Saturday. This will be a busy week across the region as candidates make closing arguments to voters. It's also an important week for a major court case over absentee ballots right here in New York. Joining me with the latest is WNYC's Bridget Bergen, senior politics reporter and host of our Sunday call-in show, The People's Guide to Power. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Let's start with early voting. I know we have some numbers back for here in New York. How does that turnout look so far?
Well, Michael, drum roll. So far, we have about 130,000 voters who have cast ballots for early voting. And by comparison, that's more voters so far than both of this year's primaries and last year's general election on the same day combined. But, you know, at this point during the presidential election in 2020, we had about double the number of voters so far. You know, this is the first year New Yorkers got to vote early for a gubernatorial contest. So it's looking like turnout's doing pretty well. And there was an extra reason for voters to get out early yesterday. The City Board of Elections was offering special Halloween-themed voting stickers. I certainly ran out and got mine. So maybe we're going to see a little holiday swag bump in these numbers.
Well, today is a big day for that absentee ballot case you and John Campbell have been following and telling us about. What news should we expect from this today?
Well, there are two hearings in Albany for two different court cases that could impact absentee ballots. One deals with when absentee ballots are counted. The other has to do with this temporary illness excuse adopted by lawmakers through the end of this year that deals with COVID-19 exposure and illness. John joined me on the People's Guide to Power on Sunday and framed the decision on the COVID-19 excuse like this.
It would be pretty extraordinary for the courts to throw out that excuse after it's been upheld by the lower courts to this point. It would be pretty extraordinary to see that thrown out a week before Election Day. And also, people who already voted with that excuse, their ballots are out of the envelope and counted.
So pretty dramatic stuff happening. This is both cases are at the appellate court level. So we will definitely be watching what happens there today and if there are any appeals beyond that.
The race for New York governor is drawing some big names to stump for the candidates. Tell us what the candidates are up to this week. And let's start with the Republican candidate, Lee Zeldin.
Yeah, I mean, just yesterday he was campaigning in Westchester County. He was joined by Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, who, remember, shocked a lot of people last year when he won his election. So Youngkin was there railing against COVID lockdowns and for parents to have a strong say in the classroom. And he's basically saying Zeldin is poised to do what he did in Virginia right here in New York.
Said a Republican can't win in New York, and that's exactly what they said in Virginia last year. They said, no Republican can win for governor in Virginia. They said, the suburbs are too blue, the media's too strong. They forgot to do one thing, ask the voters. That's what they forgot to do.
Now, over the weekend, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was also here in New York with Zeldin at a rally on Long Island. You know, these are major figures in the Republican Party who see a real chance for Zeldin to flip New York from blue to red. So it's this closing few days is going to be really, really something to watch.
And what about Governor Hochul? What's her schedule look like this week?
So she's been out there campaigning with local candidates and elected officials across the state, particularly this week. She has a huge event scheduled for Thursday here in the city. She's hosting a rally at Barnard College. That's the women's college that's part of Columbia University. And she's going to be joined by some of the leading women elected Democrats in the state, including Attorney General Tish James, State Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez, and, of course, none other than former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Now, I should note, Clinton gave a keynote address at the Democratic State Convention earlier this year when she really called on voters to step up for democracy. And that was months before the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to throw out Roe v. Wade. So this is really a key moment for Hochul to energize voters, especially women, around this election. And it comes at a time when Hochul really needs to pull out the stops. Polls have tightened. She's been criticized for not being out there on the ground more during this campaign. And she's come under increasing attack for ceding issues like crime and the economy to Republicans, even though these are issues with broad concern to voters.
Bridget, in other parts of the country, such as Arizona, there are reports of aggressive voter intimidation. Have we seen anything like that here in New York?
Fortunately, nothing like, you know, the armed militiamen that we're seeing reports of in Arizona. But I have seen some concerning tweets about voters with some unpleasant experiences. One voter described being physically shoved into a tree bed after removing a candidate's sign that was on private property. No one wanted to talk about that on the record. And officially, the City Board of Elections says they've not gotten any unusual reports. They say voters can report things to a poll site coordinator or the NYPD officers at poll sites if they feel comfortable doing so. So not really great options, and hopefully we won't see anything like that here.
Now, if a voter is concerned about something happening at a poll site or they have a question about their voting rights, where can they get more information?
Well, I got some great advice for voters from Janae Nelson. She's head of the Legal Defense Fund. She also appeared on the People's Guide to Power on Sunday. She said there's a hotline that's being run by a coalition of civil rights organizations on and leading up to Election Day, and that number is 1-866-OUR-VOTE.
That is a number you should put in your phone and have it on speed dial should you ever need it. I hope you don't, but you are protected at the polls and you have a right to vote.
So again, that number is 1-866-OUR-VOTE, O-U-R-V-O-T-E. And that's a number you can call to get some advice from nonpartisan lawyers about your voting rights, report any issues you see. The state attorney general also has a hotline set up, and we'll have that up on our website, gothamist.com. And of course, if you want to tell us about something that is happening, you can always email tips@gothamist.com, or you can reach out to me on Twitter. I'm at Bridget Bergen.
That's WNYC's Bridget Bergen. Bridget, thank you.
Thank you.